Let's talk now about a truly amazing sports milestone just to the south of us in the fair state of Connecticut.
The UConn Huskies have beaten South Carolina. UConn makes it 100 consecutive wins.
That's right. The University of Connecticut women's basketball team made history last night. They beat South Carolina 66-55 and notched their 100th straight win. Joining us to talk about the amazing game and this amazing team are Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hey, Bill.
Hello, Anthony.
Also with us is WBUR sports and society reporter Shira Springer, who, Shira, I gather you grew up sort of down the street or right next door to the UConn
Huskies. Yeah, pretty much a stone's throw. I went to the UConn Dairy Barn a lot for ice cream.
All right, well, let me start with you then. Quite a milestone. I mean, we sort of take it for granted. Yeah, they won again, but 100 wins.
Yeah, I mean, this is just impressive. And what I love about it is I think UConn is one of these rare programs that sort of defies gender. It's gender transcendent in some ways. You know, people don't say, oh, this is, you know, an amazing accomplishment for a women's basketball team. This is an amazing accomplishment for a college basketball team, period. And Gino Auriemma, their coach, is an amazing coach, period. It's not about gender when you talk about the UConn women's basketball team, or at least it doesn't need to be. And to that point, my parents were visiting last night, and my dad was like, you know, come get me when the game is on. And I'm like, which game? And he's like, UConn,
daughter
of course.
I asked that question.
Exactly. I mean, he was just incredulous when he looked at me like, how could you not know that the big game tonight was UConn?
Wow. So, Bill, let me come to you. I know you've been down there. You've done stories about this team. What's your take on how they got here?
Well, I think, you know, that the way they got there is partly because Gino Auriemma is an exceptional recruiter, and partly because he's an exceptional coach. And many years ago, when UConn was only extremely good and not otherworldly, I asked Gino Auriemma, what advice would you give to a coach trying to build a great women's team somewhere else? And he said, simple, recruit Rebecca Lobo. But the thing is, since Rebecca Lobo, you've had this ongoing list of wonderful, great players. And I think last night's game was particularly informative, because they got a young woman on the team this year named Katie Lou Samuelson, wonderful, talented, great big, you know, fast, clever player. Something like 10 of the first 15 games of the season, she was the leading scorer. Last night, she had a bad night. She was very well defended by very tall, strong defenders from South Carolina, but she had a bad night. She couldn't shoot, couldn't find the ocean with a rock. No problem. Gabby Williams comes up. 26 points, 14 rebounds. Greatest game of her career. That's what they do. They do what great teams do. The difference is they do it every night.
Every single
night. That's the exceptional thing.
I was going to say, though, the interesting thing about this team in particular, Bill mentions the recruiting, but this was supposed to actually be a rebuilding year.
It was supposed to be a bad year.
Exactly. They lost three big stars. They won last April. They won their fourth consecutive NCAA title. And from that team, they lost three major stars: Brianna Stewart, Mariah Jefferson, and Morgan Tuck. And this, like, you know, I was saying, it's supposed to be rebuilding. They weren't supposed to continue the streak. And so in that way, this is all the more amazing because, yes, they have good recruiting. And, yes, Gino Auriemma is a great coach on the Belichick level. But they also do things, I think, in practice and in how they train that – perpetuate this success. You know, well, the players often say that the practices are tougher than the opponents that they face.
I feel like we need to hear Gino Auriemma's voice in this segment that we're doing, the UConn coach. So here she is talking last night about last night's team effort.
Tonight was, they carried the torch across the finish line, so to speak, to 100. It was a relay. They took the last baton and they crossed it.
Of course, Gino Auriemma, I referred to she. Of course, he misspoke there. No other basketball team in the NCAA, male or female, has neared the 100 mark. The UCLA men's team under John Wooden won 88 games in a row. And here's a fact. The last time this team lost, November 17th, 2014.
And that was overtime.
It's ridiculous.
They could have won that game.
2014.
I mean, it's just astonishing when you think about this and so what they've built there.
Yeah. So, Cher, growing up with a team like this in your backyard, I mean, what was that like?
I mean, it's fantastic because what's great is you get to see everybody, the whole state embraces this team. And what I loved about watching the game last night was you had a packed arena and you had male college students with their shirts off, chests painted just like they would have been for the men's game. And I love that intensity, that enthusiasm, that passion. Students were waiting for 6 hours to get front row seats to last night's game. It's great for women's basketball. It's great for college basketball.
And great for sports in general. Shira Springer, WBUR Sports and Society reporter, and Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, which airs Saturday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. And thank you both very much.
Thank you, Anthony.
Thanks
That's
for
it for
me.
Today. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.